Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi, as always, thank you for joining me today. If you're listening to this the week it comes out, Dave and I are on the grief cruise right now. This is the third grief cruise that we have been so very blessed to be part of. Now, there are a few of the listeners who were able to join us, and they're with me on this cruise right now. I'm guessing that when I get back, the next one will be set up so I can give you the dates so that you can start praying about coming with us on the next grief cruise. Now, I can't get started now on how incredible these are, or I won't get to today's topic. We'll talk about that some other time. Now, for this podcast episode, I was strongly impressed by the Holy Spirit to do something really different. It was one of those middle-of-the-night things, and He brought it to me twice. The first time my thought was, that's a really good idea. I should remember to write that down and do it sometime. And the second time I woke up before my alarm went off and He brought it back to me. And the second time I was excited enough to believe I needed to get up and jot some thoughts down to make it the next podcast episode instead of what I had planned, which wasn't really coming together like I wanted it to anyway. So thank you, Lord. Now, I grew up in the Church of Christ. Now, I know there are non-instrumental Church of Christ. We had instruments, okay? I wasn't part of the non-instrumental Church of Christ. And we sung hymns from a hymn book. And there are a lot of hymns that I have memorized over the years from growing up, and even multiple verses memorized of these hymns. Now, two of these hymns came to me. And as I was going through the verses in my head, I realized how much truth was in them for us as bereavers, and I wanted to share them with you. I have a brown hymn book, and it has Church of Christ stamped on the front, so sorry, maybe I really shouldn't have it. And the copyright of this one only goes back to 1980, but I vividly remember growing up. My dad was actually a pastor in the Church of Christ, and so we moved around a little bit as he pastored different churches, and then we settled in Janesville. Now, he never pastored a church in Janesville here in Wisconsin, but I just remember growing up with red hymn books, and I just know they were, anywhere we went, they were getting really worn and falling apart. And so these brown ones replaced those, and they added some more modern hymns in this book. But the two songs that I'm going to talk about go back to the red hymn book, those really old standard hymns. Now, I am going to go through these stanza by stanza, line by line, and I don't know how this is going to go because I'll probably be talking out loud to myself at times. I may just end up reading it slowly and not saying anything. I may end up just, I don't know. We're just going to see what the Lord brings out as I read through this. The first hymn is The Solid Rock, and it starts out by saying, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." Yeah, right there's some thinking to do, right? Is my hope really built on nothing less than Jesus? The next line says, "I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name." Am I really completely, wholly leaning on Jesus, leaning on His name? Think about what the name of Jesus means. There are so many meanings to His name, right? What are the meanings of Jesus' name that come to mind that you can lean on? The chorus says, "On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand." And that's where, obviously, the title of this episode came from. feeling like we're on sinking sand. And I forgot to look up where the reference is, but most of us are familiar where Jesus talked about, you know, building our life on the rock or building our life on the sand. As a matter of fact, I grew up with a song, you may have too, where the wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock, and the rains came a-tumbling down. I might as well sing more of it and just get through this song. This was not in my plan, but the rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up, and the house on the rock stood firm. I started laughing at myself because I'm over here doing the actions with it too. And maybe you grew up with this song and you're doing the actions with me. And the next verse says, the foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand, and the rains came a-tumbling down. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up, and the house on the sand went splat. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessings will come down. Now, I'm not going to keep singing that. And I know some of you are thinking, I did build my life on the Lord Jesus Christ and blessings came down for a while, but there's no way. Then it quit when my child died, right? So the whole thing about the rock and the sinking sand, I think so many of us, we thought we built our life on the rock until the death of our child. We really thought our life was on the rock of Jesus Christ. And then when we lost our child from this earth, we found ourselves in the sinking sand. And I think for a lot of us, we discovered that, you know, who we thought we knew Jesus was, we thought we knew who God, the good Father was, and now we feel like we can't trust Him. He's not a good Father, or He wouldn't have let this happen. And those thoughts just plague us and torment us, don't they? And we discover that maybe my life really wasn't built on the rock of Jesus, because now I find myself in sinking sand. I took my hymn book to we have a local GPS Hope Share and Care group that meets once a month. And it was kind of funny because one of the ladies looked over and said, is that a songbook that you have there? And sometimes I'll talk to other parents, like our group that meets here in town, about something before I present it to the podcast, because then I can get some input from other bereavers and not just my own thoughts. And one of the dads, it was really interesting. Bob said when he thinks about like the quicksand and the rock, he said, the thing is, you sink so far, but then you hit solid rock. I mean, the Lord is not going to let us go all the way under. You may feel like you're already all the way under, but you're not. You may feel numb. You may feel nothing at all. That would be numb, right? But it's funny how we can feel numb and angry at the same time, or numb and confused at the same time, numb and in so much pain at the same time. But even if we do feel like we're in that sinking sand, the Lord is still the rock under that sinking sand for us. And you're not going to go all the way under. You're not, because He is not going to let you. Let's go on to the second verse here. When darkness veils His lovely face, I rest on His unchanging grace. Now here's something. Yes, we know He feels like it's so dark, we can't see Him anymore. We can't feel Him anymore. And we're going to talk about that in the next hymn that I share with you. But I rest on His unchanging grace. And if we don't have the right definition of grace, we may feel like, no, I'm not resting in His grace anymore. His grace, I don't believe it anymore, because His grace wouldn't have allowed this to happen. But you know, we think about grace being His undeserved, unmerited favor. There's a scripture that says Jesus grew in grace. Now, how would Jesus be able to grow in undeserved, unmerited favor, right? Because we know he walked this earth and he was perfect. And so there's got to be more meaning to the word grace than just undeserved, unmerited favor. And years ago when I started studying out this word grace, I discovered that really a more full meaning of the word grace is his divine empowerment. His grace is his strength, his divine empowerment. And so with that definition, you can rest in his unchanging grace. Remember when Paul said, you know, I've asked the Lord to take this thing from me. We don't know what this thing was. And Jesus finally said, my grace is sufficient. My grace is enough for you, for in your weakness, I'm strong. And so his grace, his empowering divine strength, his grace is something that we can rest on and lean on because we need his divine and empowering strength, don't we? It goes on to say, in every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. And that veil is talking about, I believe, the Holy of Holies, where we can go into the very presence of God ourselves. We don't have to stand outside while a priest goes in and represents us to God one time a year. We can go into the Holy of Holies. That veil was torn when Jesus died. And so our anchor holds within the very presence of God himself, that we can come into that presence. That's crazy amazing to me. Verse 3 says, his oath, his covenant, his blood support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. That's so much us, isn't it? When all around my soul gives way. But that is when he can come in and he can be our hope and he can keep us. He can keep us going one day, one hour, one minute, one breath at a time. I know that's where some of you are, especially if this is very fresh for you. And the last verse says, when he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. I am so thankful, so very thankful that no matter how we feel, whether we have pushed God away, whether we're blaming him, whether we've cussed and sworn at him, whatever it is, wherever you are in your relationship with God and however you've treated him from this place of hurt and anger and feeling betrayed because of the blood of Jesus, you can still stand faultless before the throne. It's all under the blood. It's under the blood. And yes, eventually you may get to the point where it's like, I'm sorry I said those things, God. I'm sorry I thought those things about you. Maybe you'll never get to that place. But as long as you are still hanging on to Jesus and what he did for you, even in the midst of all this, you are under the blood and you are righteous. You are faultless through the blood of Jesus. That is just beyond what we can really comprehend. And I know there's repentance involved, but our sins are already forgiven. Jesus, when he died, I mean, he died before we were even born. So even before we were born, our sins were forgiven. And we have received that gift. We have received that gift of forgiveness that he has extended us. We have received that gift of salvation, sozo, to have a complete work done in us. We're going to continue to sin, and it's already under the blood of Jesus. Because we came to him, we came to the foot of the cross and said, forgive me, Lord. I know I'm a sinner and I want to be washed clean by your blood. And so we are now on a journey as in his righteousness, we are on a journey of breaking those bad habits, breaking those sinful things in our life. But as we are journeying, as we are growing, as we are learning, as we are walking out our salvation, as the scripture says, he still sees us as faultless as we are walking towards him. And maybe you don't feel like you're walking towards him right now, but you're still talking to him, even if it's in anger. You're still sharing your heart with him. You are still in relationship with him, even if it's a negative relationship from your end right now. That's actually the whole song with the chorus repeated every time again. And I'm guessing that some of you might be thinking, this all might sound good, and I don't like being in the sinking sand, and even though maybe I'm going to hit rock in the sinking sand, I want out. I don't want to feel like I'm suffocating like this. I want out, and I want to make him my rock again. Or maybe I want to make him my rock for the first time, because I thought I'd built my life on a relationship with Jesus, but now I'm starting to realize maybe it really was more on religion and what I've been told. And maybe I really was on sinking sand more than I realized. And I want to know how to build my life on the rock now, because I can't do this for the rest of my life. That's where I was. It was like, I can't live this way. I cannot live the rest of my life this way, just like in a shell waiting to die. And so the question becomes, how? How do I do that? Well, I'm not going to be able to get to the second hymn in this episode. The second hymn is what I want to talk about that will answer that question. How do we get there? But instead of waiting for 2 weeks to share the rest of this, because I've, for a while now, as you know, I've been doing this podcast episode every other week, I'm not going to have you wait for 2 weeks. This will be continued next week. But that does not mean that you have to wait until next week to start putting this to work in your life, to start building your life on the rock, to start coming out of this place of sinking sand. You can begin to start right now by making a determined decision that he is going to become your rock and your firm foundation. Just decide, this is going to happen. This is what I want. This is what I need. And that's the first step right there. And things are going to start happening, I believe, in the name of Jesus. If you've never checked out our website, gpshope.org, I just want to encourage you to do that. You can find out more about Becca's story. You can see pictures of her, find out about Dave and myself, a few pictures there as well. You'll find a free members library that has a lot of helpful things in it that you can either read or you can print them out to have in front of you. If you go into the section, I am a grieving parent, you'll find a place to click if you're new on this unwanted journey for some extra encouragement and help. There's a remembrance wall that you can look at, and you can have your child added. It's their picture and then something that you write about your child. My books are there, along with various shirts and sweatshirts and so on that say, hold on, pain eases, there is hope. I think you get the idea. There's a lot on the website, and it's there for you. So please take advantage of it. Take a look at it. Use it as a resource. Just go to gpshope.org and look around and see what is there that will be helpful and valuable to you. Now, before we get to the birthdays, I want to mention that the Grieving Parent Sharing Hope podcast was selected by FeedSpot as one of the top 30 Hope podcasts on the web. Now, I don't know how many Hope podcasts there are out there, but I'm assuming there's quite a few probably, and I don't know if there's an order or not, but we were number 12 on the list, and I'll put a link in the show notes if you would like to take a look at that list on FeedSpot. Let's go ahead and get to the birthdays. Now, since we're going to have a podcast episode next week, these birthdays are for this week and not 2 weeks. So these are from February 23rd through March 1st. Daron Walker was born on February 23rd and left us at age 31. Nolan Sanders was born on February 24th and left us at age 28. Paul Hupprich was born on February 24th and left us at the age of 19. Ian Rodriguez was born on February 26th and left us at age 33. Dylan Paul Yancey Clark was born on February 26th and left us at age 17. Maisha Grimes was born on March 1st and left us at age 24. We celebrate the day these children came into the world. We know it will always be a very special and important day to these families. If you would like to have your child's birthday shared with the other listeners the week of his or her birthday, I would love to be able to do that for you. All you have to do is go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Fill out that form, including the pronunciation, because I do want to say the name of your child correctly if sometimes it gets mispronounced. Just send in that information, and we will add your child to the birthday segment the week of his or her birthday. Dave will also send you an email to remind you to listen that week. Now, if anyone sends in their child's birthday to be shared and it falls during the time that we're away, we're going to be gone for 2 weeks. The first week is the grief cruise, and then Dave and I are actually going to take a vacation week after that. And since we have these episodes pre-recorded, like I said, if you send your child's birthday in and it falls during the time we're away, I'll make sure that we back up and include them the next time I record a podcast episode. I'm not going to make you wait a whole year to hear it. I am going to close, and I'm just going to sing the chorus of this song, The Solid Rock. If you know it, go ahead and sing it with me. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. You know, he truly is our rock, and he is the way out of the sinking sand of deep and suffocating grief. So until we are together again next week, remember to hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.